The old main building at Texas State University in San Marcos is a landmark for travelers along I-35 and State Highway 123. It perches high on a hill, a Victorian Gothic wonder with a pitched red roof and a buff-colored brick facade. Its turrets, its spires, and its arches reach for the sky, inspiring generations of college students. In 1901, the Texas legislature appropriated $25,000 to start a teacher's college in San Marcos. Architect Edward Northcraft wanted its single building to express the noble purpose of education. The design was not original, but a replica of the 1890 main building at what's now Sam Houston State University in Huntsville. It burned down in 1982. Governor Joseph Sayers laid the cornerstone of Texas State's old main in 1902. Construction problems arose when concrete for the foundation slid away into subterranean caverns. Stabilizing the foundation required more concrete and another $10,000 from the state. Old Main opened in 1903 with 303 students enrolled in the college. On the first floor, long halls running north and south and east and west connected classrooms and offices. The second floor contained a chapel with an ornately carved cathedral ceiling. The school's most famous alumnus, President Lyndon B. Johnson, attended classes in Old Main and was graduated in 1930. In 1972, he returned to speak about the building during its rededication. As the school grew from a teacher's college to a major university, with several name changes along the way, Old Main was renovated several times beginning in the 1970s. A time capsule, including recordings from alumnus George Strait, was placed in the building in 1985 to be opened in 2036. More than 28,000 students now are enrolled at Texas State University. Old Main houses the Department of Mass Communications. It remains the heart of the campus and in the hearts of the university community and its alumni. One faculty member calls it Texas State's emotional center.